All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline, and today we are recapping Season 6, Episode 14 of Pretty Little Liars called New Guys, New Lies. Ain't that the freaking truth? I have to say something right now. I, like, don't like the time jump. And it's not just because of Spaleb, okay? But I am not loving Season 6.
Oh, I like it. But Arya, this episode, and I know we say it before every episode, but this episode, I truly was like,
no, guys, prepare yourselves because I'm about to go in on that girl, okay? And she deserves it.
Because it's like, even the stuff, obviously the stuff she does is bad and indicative of her character. And then the way that she talks to someone in this episode.
Are you talking about Sabrina? I mean, because you could be talking about more than one person, by the way. Like,
but specifically Sabrina, it's like what she's doing to Emily is bad enough, and then the way that she treats this person,
oh my god,
who is could be collateral damage,
while,
oh my god,
while, by the way, she's wearing a fucking highlighter yellow sweater with a gigantic zebra on it with fringe. Like, I'm like, you don't get to act like that and look like that at the same time, okay? Pick one. Jesus Christ. I mean, the other thing is, I'm like, you know that quote, what is it, it's like, pay attention to how people treat people who can do nothing for them. I'm like, okay, Arya, these people can do a lot for you. These people, you need them to do something for you. So not only are you a bitch to the people who can do nothing for you, but it's like, even when somebody could change your life.
And then it gets worse. I'm chomping at the bit to talk about it. But we have to wait an entire episode to get there, basically.
We have to wait an entire episode. And unfortunately, do the recap, because I can't live too long in the space where, like, I'm seeing Spencer and Caleb post coital and Leon Bridges is playing in the morning and they're naked in bed. Like, I'm living in this space too long. Please do the recap so we can just then get into the scene and move the hell on.
All right. The recaps are basically the cops asked Shower to stay, asked all the girls to stay. Emily confronted Shower about, I did this recap last week and now I can't
read
it.
Holy shit. So,
Emily is like, was it all an act? Like what you said to the judge, all this stuff. Are you just like basically working for CC even in death? Hannah asks Spencer if she has feelings for Caleb. Shocker. She does. And so does he.
How could she not?
And so does he.
How could she not? It's called restraint.
Lucas is absolutely loaded and tells Hannah that she can stay at his loft while she's in Rosewood so she doesn't have to stay in her mom's house. Arya confronts Ezra about Cece's murder. All the girls are there when this happens, and he absolutely loses it. And then we know that Hannah deleted the tape showing that Arya and Ezra met up during the time of Cece's murder. And Lorenzo knows that, doesn't know that Hannah deleted it, but knows that it was deleted. And that this is another thing. I'm like, okay, why are we going back and forth in these recaps? Because now I know that they showed us the clip of Hannah deleting the thing and then went back to the confrontation of Ezra, because I wrote, Ezra flips. Ezra totally flips. And that's
okay.
The recap.
Okay, sorry. The way you said that, it sounded like there was more.
The thing about right now is that we really only have like 4 days worth of time that they have to recap, whereas like we're coming off of the end of basically the regular show where we have 5 years worth of
literally
things to recap, essentially.
It was like, do you remember that thing that happened in the third episode of season one? That's gonna be vital today. Like, that's how it was for the past 6.5 seasons, and now it's like, okay, I remember all that.
Okay, none of that mattered.
Moving on. Now we have to recap our Pretty Little Punch Bowl episode where we talked about what they were like in college, because we were 100% accurate. If you guys haven't listened yet, you should.
We start in the barn and Spencer wakes up. Caleb's still asleep. And this is what I want to say to Spencer. Spencer wakes up and she puts on Caleb's shirt. Spencer, we're in your house.
Spencer is...
You have a shirt in there.
Spencer's acting like it's giving...
She's acting different. She's acting different.
Bridges over Madison County or whatever. Like, it's giving... You are married and you're in this corporate world and you're in this life and you're like, I just got to get out. And you run away. Honestly, it's giving Aria. You run away to the countryside.
You meet hook this up with a farm boy.
This farm boy, exactly. And you're like, oh my God, life could be so simple out here. And that is what this whole morning scene is giving. But unfortunately, that's not
your
reality.
She wakes
Spencer.
Up and she bites her finger. She's like,
dude, I know. I was like, okay, not us. Like, they're trying to really like make us be like, okay, like this is kind of great. Look at them. Like, they're playing Leon Bridges. It's like, the vibes are honestly, if I was closing my eyes, vibes are great. If I didn't have to see Spencer's bare body stand up and put on Caleb's shirt, and I'm like, okay, they're naked.
That's the key. They really are trying to make this. Like, I think they're trying, maybe they were trying to get people on board by making this an adult relationship, and the people watching were going to be like, see, they've grown up so much. Like, Hannah and Caleb aren't for each other anymore.
You know how that guy from The Bachelor was like, ABC always be Cam? Spencer's ABF always be fucking. Like, that is Spencer's like whole thing. Okay. So it's not that weird that she would be post-coital.
Yeah, I agree. She then finally checks her phone and she sees the A text, and all the girls obviously are freaking out. So she has to rush to the Radley.
Yes. So Spencer walks in, immediately lies. Like, I guess the show really is called Pretty Little Liars.
And Hannah's like, fuck you. Hannah basically may as well
Hannah's
look at her
like,
and say, okay, fuck you.
You reek of sex. You reek of sex with Caleb, which is a smell I know well.
And you've got a glow.
Yeah.
And you've got a glow about you.
So Spencer's like, I was up late prepping for the town hall. And literally, Aria, right out the gate, makes me hate her. Again, every episode, I'm like, I enter this with a blank slate. I enter this with a blank slate. And every episode, and I'm like, okay, Aria, change my mind. And every time, she fails to do so. She literally, they're talking
her
about
first
Allison.
First line, basically.
Yes, literally her first line.
She's like, it has to be Allison that's sending these texts, because whoever it is has all of our phone numbers and knows who did it. And I know I'm at the top of Allie's suspect list.
She literally goes, we all know I'm at the top of her suspect list. Like, do we? What? Like, girl. But it is interesting.
Well, you
that
know how
only
Allie was acting. She is, not to defend Aria, but Allie was like, remember when they said Grace?
Yeah, but what was that?
Whoever
10 years ago?
Or she.
I mean, I haven't seen Allie in a long time.
Well, it was like a week ago.
I haven't seen Allie in like 3 episodes, which we've both talked about. So stop pretending that you've seen her, that you've been hanging out. Okay?
No, I'm not pretending.
But
I just don't think it was that long ago for them.
I guess. It is interesting, though, that only the men who are connected to Aria are really suspects for this murder. It is like, whatever.
You are the company you keep.
You sure are. So they're wondering, like, did Shower not come back to mourn her mentor? Did Shower come back to mourn her mentor, not her tormentor? And they're just pretty sure that she's the stalker that's texting them. But Hannah,
Emily says, I'm telling you, that bitch was not Stockholmed.
Okay.
Emily, any chance Emily gets to talk about Shower in a mean way, she's taking it.
Hey,
she
Emily.
Hates that person more than Emily's never hated anybody, but she hates Shower.
Quick cue, was she Stockholmed by you? Because she might not have been Stockholmed by Cece, but then you sure as hell held her captive. So I don't know. I think she was Stockholmed just not by the dead girl. Not by the girl we all think she was Stockholmed by. So anyway, Hannah's like, I just have got to get back to the city. New York City. And she's like, I am addicted.
Thank God this is Hannah. If this was anybody else, if this was someone in my life, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Well, later on, Aria's like, care. I miss Boston. I miss yoga. And I'm like, shut up. But here Hannah is saying she misses Blue Bottle Coffee. And I'm like, I got it. Like,
this is like the thing. The way that they're talking about Rosewood. Aria, you can do yoga in Rosewood.
Yes.
It's not like you live in Amish, Pennsylvania.
Also, hey,
you
Aria.
You live in a suburb of Philadelphia.
Aria, it's called YouTube. Okay. Get up a freaking YouTube flow and do it in your bedroom. You got plenty of space. All right. So anyway, Hannah's stressing because she lied to Lorenzo, obviously, said she didn't delete the tapes. She's pretty sure that he can tell. So then they're talking about this text and Hannah's like, you know what? I bet this is just some techie with too much time on his hands. And so she just decides to text him back. And I'm like, interesting. We've never tried those. Interesting, we've never tried just texting A back and saying, who is this? Do I know you?
Wait, that probably would have cleared up a lot of stuff that happened with Mona. Just text her back.
Just text her back
if she
and
gets
say,
a text in class.
Yeah, just text her back and say, you guys do
are sitting
I know
next
you?
To each other?
And Mona's like, no. You get a text that says no. But this person says yes. This person's like, you actually do know me for sure.
Yeah, so Emily calls Allie and Allie's like, I'm with Meredith Marks at the Rollins
Family
Farm
in Eastern PA.
Butter.
I'm on a dairy tour, okay?
So they're, y'all are in Eastern PA.
Yeah.
What do you,
they're ruling her out. But the thing is, I think whoever is texting them believes that they know, the girls know who killed Cece and wants them to rat her out. And Hannah's like, well, I do know who it is. And Ari's like, it wasn't Ezra. And Hannah's like,
actually, all the girls are like, all the girls are like, Aria.
And Spencer goes, okay, well, maybe that's what you heard, Aria, but I don't think that's the truth. And like, if that ain't the realest shit that's ever been said to Aria, well, maybe that's what you heard, Aria.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not what happened.
So we hear a press conference start and it's Lorenzo and he's basically like, we were narrowing down suspects. We have a list. We're going to bring this person to justice.
And we also,
and then we see Byron.
We also have a murder weapon, he says. So that's a new piece of info. And yes, then Byron walks in. This is hilarious. I'm just like, again, I know that we're 5 years forward. I guess Arya's like really happy for her dad to be dating. But it is hilarious that he walks in and they're all like, Arya, your dad has a room here. And she's like, he must be seeing someone. And I'm like, why do you automatically assume he's here for an afternoon delight? Like, you automatically assume he's here to fuck someone. You're like, it's the middle of the day.
Also
he must
like,
be horny. Like, what?
He could be here to work. He could be here for a meeting.
Anything.
He could be here for anything. And also, Arya, why? I mean, I know that you're staying there right now, but like, it's probably not his routine when his adult daughter and adult son are probably out of the house.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have to get a room with the Radley.
She's like, huh, good for him. Good for him getting some. It's
because
so
she's so
goofy.
Sex positive. She gives someone who's actually not sex positive, but that's part of her brand. It's in her Instagram bio.
Again,
sex positive.
She directed the vagina monologues. We talked about this in the Pretty Little Punch Bowl. Okay. If you missed it, that's your problem. So then they get another text and it says, I found who they're looking for. Tell me who this belongs to. And it's a photo of a 9-iron. That's a golf club. And they're like, okay, you could kill somebody with that. So now we got to find out if Z plays golf.
Which
he does.
He does, but
okay. Don't you think he's so bad at golf?
He has to be.
Imagine.
And it pains him. Oh, it makes him so mad.
And imagine Ezra's like, oh, or Byron's like, we're going to bond. Like, I'm taking Ezra to go golf. And Arya's like, fuck. Because she just knows that, like, he is bad at it. Oh,
he's bad
God.
At it, but his little brother's good at it.
Well, of course. Of course. And Arya and him have reconnected, by the way.
I know. I took note of that, too. She just had to slip that
I
in
know.
There. I even called Wes. I mean, his little brother.
His little brother. His, sorry, we're close. We're close, okay?
We go to the brew, and Arya is on accosting number one.
She's being crazy.
She goes up to Sabrina and she's like, do you know where Ezra is? And she's like, who are you? You're the ex-girlfriend. Should I tell you if I know where he is or if I don't?
It's low-key giving like Sabrina and Ezra are hooking up, because the way she's being like, I know he's her boss and like that's not what's happening, but the way that she is about Arya is a little bit like, okay, like what's it to you? You haven't been dating
or no
for
it's
years,
giving
like,
it's giving. It's not giving hooking up. It's giving girl best friend. It's giving girl best friend who's like weirdly protective of their guy best friend.
Low-key, Arya is also giving that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arya's kind of always. Arya's like who that character was
based
off of.
That's Arya's energy.
Yeah. So Arya's like, okay, listen. Z and I, we have history. I'm sure you know that. I'm sure.
Sorry, Ezra. Sorry, Ezra.
Sorry. Okay. I should call him what you know him by. Ezra Fitz, your boss, Mr. Fitz. Okay. So anyway, can I just have a key to his house, please? And she's like, no, I can't give you the key to my boss's home. And Arya's like,
and
are you
like,
fucking, why? Like, she does not understand this.
She's like, I could lose my job if you don't let me in there. And Sabrina goes, I will lose mine.
And
Arya's
like,
let you in there.
Arya's like, okay, well, I lost my virginity to him. Okay, I win. Give me the key. I earned it. By the way, I was a minor. All right, let me in. Arya's like, I hate having to use the minor card, but if I have to.
She puts that card in there every so often.
And Z's like, I wish you would stop doing that. And she's like, okay, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would wish that. You should have made different decisions. Anyway, can't change the past.
Sabrina says, look, Ezra, there's dark and brooding, and there's dark and depressed.
I'm like, okay.
And Arya is like, he's not depressed.
I'm expecting Arya to be like, I know that. Okay, I know all his moods. I know I'm like the back of my freaking hand. That's like what I'm expecting her to do. So anyway, we go to the Hastings Castle. We are back on the campaign trail and Caleb walks in and he and Spencer are seeing each other for the first time since they did it.
Caleb thinks she is the ick. Caleb is like walking on eggshells.
I wish she
because
did.
She got out of there.
Literally, she escaped.
And then she like has such a little dorky cringe moment because he's like, I thought you left because of like last night. And she
God,
goes,
no.
No. God, no. Last night was perfect.
How perfect could it have been, Spencer? Your phone wasn't charged. You woke up and your phone was on the dining room table. You didn't plug it in. How perfect could it have been?
I love all the comments on our last episode that are like, Caroline's crash out at the end of the episode.
Like, you guys don't know what a crash out is. Just wait, okay?
Especially one of Caroline's.
Yeah, you have no idea. Wait, I was the dying. Okay, I think this person, like, sorry if this is you. I'm not, like, coming for you. But this person, I'm pretty sure, like, listens to our podcast and likes it. But they commented on my Instagram about that reel I made where it's like, stop it! I've never in my life yelled at a girl like this from America's Next Top Model. Someone commented and was like, okay, like, don't fucking come for me and kill me, but, like, I like Spaleb. And then she writes, and
guys, the comment just said cancel. The comment just said don't cancel me.
And then it also, well, no, but then it got worse because then it also said, and honestly, like, I didn't think, I thought Hannah reacted shitty. Okay, don't piss your pants, okay? I like Hannah. I was like, Jesus
I
Christ,
read it in a completely
you hate me
different
though.
Way.
Well, okay. Well, how did you read it?
I thought that it was like a tongue in cheek. Don't freak out. I love Hannah.
But like, it was just like one after the other. It was like, okay, don't cancel me. I like them. And no, oh my God, don't piss your pants, Caroline. I like Hannah. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to piss. I'm almost 30. I'm obviously not going to wet myself. My God. I haven't done that in a while. Anywho,
at least a year.
At least a year. So Spencer's got a full write-up on her opposing candidate, Yvonne. And they're like reading all these details. And this, I'm like, okay. And we must be in the Hastings Castle because she's like, she binges on candy corn. And Caleb goes, that's a serious sugar addiction. Are we sure? Because I can think of things that would be way more like, holy shit, she likes sugar. Like I don't know, fucking pixie sticks. Like a candy corn? Isn't that crazy?
Well, it is just sugar.
I know, but I'm like, I just feel like it's not.
Well, coming from Caleb especially, it's like,
yeah, what's Caleb. Your diet like, Caleb?
Can't be
techno
good.
Boy toy. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. God. Monster energy drink.
I feel like it's giving monster energy drink and like Lunchables, you know?
Cheetos.
Whatever. Yeah, Cheeto fingers vibes. So Caleb's like, all right, well, I'm going to go see Toby. And Spencer goes, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Okay.
Did not. And Caleb's like, and then by the way, should I get my own place? Now that we're having sex, I feel like it's weird that I stay here. And she's like, no, now that we're having sex, it's really convenient that you're staying here. So please don't do that.
She's
no.
like, wait, you don't know how much sex we're going to be
she's
having.
She's like, I'm crazy about sex. Okay. And I'm on the campaign trail. I'm stressed. I need us to be able to have a place where we can go. We got a tight five minutes. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, Leb, come on. Anyway, and then
and she's like, you just have to promise I'll always get the first cup
but
of coffee.
But the way that
morning.
She says it, Phoebe, I'm like, okay, finally Spencer's gonna be a good fucking friend because she goes, I just need you to promise me one thing. And I was like, okay, she's gonna be like, we're not gonna like this cannot get in the way of me and Hannah's friendship. Like Hannah is number one. Like I thought that's what she was gonna say. The fact that she pauses and then says, I will always get the first cup of coffee in the morning, how insensitive can you be, Hastings? This campaign trail's made you hard.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, okay, this specifically is what has done it for Spencer. And so we go to Lucas's loft and Hannah's on the phone with Jordan.
New haircut.
And Jordan's, which like, I'm like, oh, does he? I didn't notice. Doll. Jordan is on his way to Rosewood and he is taking a private jet, his company jet, and Hannah's going to pick him up in Lucas's Jag.
Emily goes.
Here's something that I love.
Go ahead.
But Emily and Hannah's friendship. If this had been Aria hearing that, it would have either turned into a jealous,
or
like snide remark.
Imagine the carbon emissions.
Rant, a rant about like billionaires yes. being unethical. Emily especially is in a position where she probably is jealous
yes.
of Hannah's money and job
and
life and everything.
Does think it's ridiculous, you know?
But she you don't get that sense from her at all when she's talking to Hannah. She's just happy for Hannah.
But she does say, she's like, you have high class problems, which is like, but it's just like a cute, funny little thing. It's not like, like Hannah's not being judged.
It's not a, if Aria had said it, it would have had an undertone of like, fuck off, Hannah.
But then Emily also gets right to the point. She's like, so anyway, you've been engaged for almost a year, but you haven't chosen a wedding date. What's up with that? And Hannah's like, I don't know.
Emily's like, I don't know if you heard, but I'm selling my egg, so I kind of have to plan.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, so if you want me to be a bridesmaid, like, I need to know. And so Hannah's like, no. And then she tells Emily about Spencer and Caleb, and she tells Emily that she gave Spencer her blessing.
Emily's about to fly off the handle.
And I'm like, good, that's a good friend. That is a good friend. And Hannah, though, also a good friend, because Emily's like, well, does Caleb feel the same way? Emily's like, surely not. There's no way Caleb likes her back. And Hannah goes, she's Spencer. What's not to like? Which, like, I know that Hannah kind of snaps at Spencer later, but...
But immediately apologizes.
Yes, and it's like, this is who she is when Spencer's, like, not listening. This is when she could be really mean if she wanted to be. Like, Emily wouldn't judge Hannah if she was like, fuck Spencer. Like, if she, like, went in... But that's not what happens. She's like, well, of course he likes her. Like, she's Spencer. And I just, it's like, she's just the best.
Exactly. And also, imagine the conversation Spencer is having with Aria about this. Aria is giving total, well, I mean, they've been broken up for 5 years.
You're right.
It's not like you cheated. It's not like he cheated. She's literally engaged to someone. Why would she care?
Aria's definitely going, Spence, it was high school. Okay, it was a high school relationship. How serious could it have been? And then Spencer was like, well, you dated a Z. And Aria's like, yeah, he's in his 20s, he's an adult. It was hardly a high school relationship.
Like, even though she got in a high school relationship last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
And Emily had to remind her that Ezra was,
not in high school. I love Emily.
Like, but he was all...
Emily keeping it real.
Aria was like, he was always there. He was always at school with me.
I swear he was in my English class. She's like, I swear he's in my English class. So then we find out Hannah's a mirror ball girly. She's like, look, with Jordan, I don't have to spin and I don't have to twirl and I can just like be me. He keeps me grounded. I really like how that feels. And it's just like, I don't ever really think of Hannah as like the mirror ball girl. But in this moment, I'm like, well, yeah, that makes complete and total sense. Like Hannah, her whole life has just been like, how do I get seen by somebody? You know, like how does somebody see me? How beautiful do I have to be? Like, you know what?
Especially like with Sean.
Yes, exactly. And like, how good of a friend do I have to be? Like, I'm going to be friends with somebody like Mona who, you know, isn't going to be that nice to me, or Allison. Like, I'm whatever it takes to be seen, to be somebody. So she's such a mirror ball girl. And I'm like, okay, stop acting like with Caleb you had to spin and twirl. But I guess in high school she might have felt like she did, and that's probably how she associates her time with Caleb. So like, that does make sense. I mean honestly, I like her and Jordan, and people were also talking in the TikToks I was making. They were like, I actually like all of Hannah's partners are really good guys and they treat her really well, and I honestly think it's a testament to Hannah, you know.
Yeah. Like, and also you look at Jordan, he looks like he could be a jerk a little bit.
Yeah.
And then later that conversation that they have, it's like he sees Hannah the way we see her.
Yes, I mean, he says exactly what we've been saying, where he's like, what does he say? Like, you're the most loyal person I've ever met, or something.
And that's why I want to be with you. Yeah.
And it's just like, and honestly, Hannah gives the vibe too. You look at her and you're like, she's so hot, she could be such a bitch. And like, she's such, you know, so they're perfect for each other. And you know what we learned today? Don't judge a book by its cover.
Why is it giving Alex Earl and Braxton?
It is. Wait, did you see that they took Asia, their foster dog, to get to her forever home? Oh my God.
Oh no.
I think it's
but
amazing.
I loved their podcast together when they were painting. Like, I was like, wait, this is.
Did you see
precious.
Alex Earl got dropped from Unwell?
Yeah, I did see that.
We'll talk about it.
I want some more info.
Me too. We'll talk about it Tuesday. But I do. I just think it's so great that
Alex. Do you think
Earl,
that Alex is looking for two other blonde,
exactly,
tiny,
who look exactly
influencer,
who she could easily be confused with Alex Cooper? Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But I love that Alex Earl like is using her platform to like, I mean, the thing is, there are people who are commenting like, I just think it's fucked up because Asia, the dog, already thought she found her forever home, like with you. And it's like, well, Alex
what
Earl,
do you think
to
foster
be honest,
dogs are?
Alex Earl probably can't have a dog. Like, honestly, she's traveling so much. Like, honestly, her lifestyle probably would not allow her to be a good dog parent. It's amazing she's fostering. And then she's this platform where, like, imagine Asia might have never found a forever home if it hadn't been for Alex Earl promoting and like,
and what
so
do they
sweet.
Think foster dogs are?
Yeah.
Like, That's well, what and happens Alex to responded every foster and
was like,
dog.
She was like, yeah, I know. But I mean, it's better than like her just being in a fucking cage the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Or euthanized, which is what exactly is happening to many of them. So anyway, I just think it's really great. And she got the dog adopted. And I hope she keeps doing it. I think it's a really great use of her platform.
So Hannah tells Emily that she's going to tell Jordan about the tape and how she erased it. And she's like, well, I guess we'll see if there's still a wedding after I tell him that.
Yeah. And then Aria texts Emily that she needs her help. So then we go to Kayla visiting Toby, and Yvonne is at the site, Toby's girlfriend, and she knows Caleb. It looks like they're like all old friends, and she and Caleb have a little rapport. I'm like, huh. Anyway, but what the hell, Phoebe, is the deal with like their television story, Toby and Yvonne's television thing? Do we ever find
why? I don't get it
at all. Is this supposed to be quirky? They're talking about how they don't go to movies, or like Toby doesn't go to movies, doesn't watch TV with Yvonne, but he goes, but we do stream. Like, yeah, you and everybody else. And then they're like, well, we've been binging The Tonight Show, which is so embarrassing. And Caleb goes, why? Fallon is hilarious. And she's like, I'll let Toby explain it. And then they never do. And then later on, she's like, we just watch a lot of retro TV. I'm like, okay, The Tonight Show is not retro.
Yeah, I have no clue. And it doesn't, they're just trying to, I guess, establish that they've been in a relationship for a long time. And like,
yeah,
they've got inside jokes. And
well, I hope they are, since Toby's building a fucking house for her.
So Toby finds out that Caleb is working for Vivi, and he's kind of like, you took a job with Veronica?
Yeah. I think
that honestly, like, from Toby's perspective, he's close with Yvonne. He and Spencer don't really, other than like, I mean, Toby might know they've run into each other and stuff,
yeah,
but like, it would make more sense that Caleb would want to align with Yvonne's side of the campaign, maybe to Toby.
Yeah.
Like Toby, from his perspective, he might be like, that's the opposing campaign, yeah, to like who we're supposed to be supporting.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it. Obviously the Spencer piece, but I don't think that Toby's really clocking the Spencer aspect of it yet.
Certainly not yet. So then Toby asks, so Yvonne leaves and Toby asks if Caleb is seeing anyone or if he's like still kind of holding on to Hannah. And Caleb says that he connected with someone a few years ago, but the timing wasn't right, and it was complicated then, and it's complicated now, and that's actually why kind he's of like, here.
Caleb, Toby's gonna think that you're talking about a man.
And Toby's like, oh my god, dude, I'm so happy for you. Like, he's like, thank you for trusting me with this. No, Caleb's like, okay, fine, it's Spencer.
And then Caleb's like, so yeah, I'm hooking up with Spencer.
He's like, do you remember Spencer Hastings? It's her. He's like, we've been spending time together as friends. And he's like, just listen, Toby, if you're not cool with it, say the word. And Toby doesn't say that, but it is clear that Toby is not cool with it.
Toby's not okay
with
it. And
Toby is not okay with Spencer being in Rosewood. He's like, so when the hell are you leaving?
So when are you out of here?
Yeah.
Also, I want to say, what was I just going to say? Fuck. It was important. Oh, wait.
Couldn't have been that important.
I'm so annoyed that I forgot that. It was a good point,
it'll come back
too.
To you. But so Toby's like, well, how does Spencer feel? And Caleb's like, I think the same thing. And Toby just goes, well, if it's what you both want, then it's not complicated. Which is essentially giving his blessing, but like also read between the lines. Caleb, not really. He's not excited about it. And so Caleb offers to help out the house. And Toby says no, because he's going to meet Yvonne's parents for lunch. And it's kind of like an awkward goodbye.
Yeah. Then we go to Lucas's loft, and Aria has called everyone, even Wes.
She was, it is not like Ezra to just walk out on me like this. I'm like, okay.
But I don't even know Ezra anymore.
Sabrina goes, it kind of is like him now. It's actually like his whole vibe. He's like always just like walking out.
Emily says, where's your off switch?
And I'm like, okay, and Aria finally can't somebody it. Asked it. Finally, somebody asked what we've all been wanting to know. And that's when Aria's like, I miss yoga and Boston.
Well, she's been out of
and
yoga.
Liam
she hasn't
sanity.
Been doing yoga.
Right.
And this is where Aria has the bright idea to have Emily flirt Aria's way to the loft.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, it shouldn't be that hard for you to sit there and bat your eyelashes and like keep her busy for a couple minutes.
Yeah. She's like, just fucking talk to her while I go see if the 9-iron is missing from Ezra's clubs. I need to find out if he killed Cece so we know what we're up against. Okay. And then we switch to Spencer, who like, I'm like, okay, not Aria and Emily being inside the brew, Spencer being outside and them not even knowing, small world. But Spencer,
no,
tell
they're,
me.
No, they're at the Apple Rose Grill.
Oh. Spencer, tell me why. Tell me why. you are sitting outside of the Brew in plain sight.
It's windy.
Looking through your opponent's like
dossier,
all of your opponent's information. Like, why is this the place we choose to do it in public outdoors? And then like Toby's file is also in there. And there's a note that reveals that Toby bought an engagement ring and plans to propose at a family lunch. And I was like, oh my God, Toby just told Caleb he's headed to a family lunch. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And then we see a photo flash from a dark car.
And it's Spencer like, notices turn it. Your flash off. Turn your flash off if you're going to take pictures of people secretly.
It's like, Spence, you got to be doing this work inside. Come people are on, always taking your picture. Literally.
So Hannah walks in. We're in the Marin Manor and she sees Ashley and she's basically like, before you go, I just got to tell
like,
you.
Hey, girl.
I kind of fucked up. I deleted the footage, but I had nothing to do with Cece's death. And I know that this makes it look like I really did, but I didn't. And her mom's like, God fucking damn it. Her mom is giving, Ashley's giving, it's handled. Is she not?
Yes.
She's giving.
Yes. Yeah, and she Olivia does have Pope. It handled, we find out at the end.
And I'm like, I never doubted you for a second, Ashley Marin. I never doubted you
like
for
mother,
a second.
Like mother, like daughter, truly.
Literally. So now we have Emily and Sabrina at the, they're not at the Brew? They have to be
no, they
the
are now, but that's not where they were when they devised this plan.
Oh, okay.
They were at Lucas's and now they're at the Brew.
Okay.
And sorry, I hate having to watch small talk flirting. This is so embarrassing.
Well, especially
for both of them.
When it's this
especially
annoying.
Especially Sabrina.
Because Sabrina's just so unplugged. She's got no Facebook and Twitter's the new Facebook, no Twitter. And Snapchat's the new Twitter, no Snapchat. Emily's like, how are you so freaking off the grid? And she just is. And we find out that what prompted her social media blackout, as she calls it, is, well, I'm still here because she had cancer. So she's like morbid. While I'm still here, I want people to see the real me. Well, no, I mean, like, that's why she would say it in that kind of a way, like, as if she's still alive.
And Emily. Okay, Emily does have the best game out of all of them.
I literally wrote, Emily's doing a really good job of distracting her and pretending to mean it. Like, because it seems like Emily is like, let's get out of here. Like, Emily is into this.
Emily is like, I just have one thing I have to tell you. Did you know you make the best cappuccino?
Yeah, and she's like, I can't do it. I can't rat out my friend like this. And then Sabrina goes, want to live dangerously and have one more? Oh, my God.
And then they do. And then we go back to the Marin Manor, and we find out that there are... Hannah's not out of the woods yet because there's backups on this thing called the farm of all the footage, I guess.
Yeah.
And Hannah's like, I had to do this. They're my friends. And Ashley's like, oh,
Ashley's like,
God.
Barely... She's like,
when was
Aria?
Last time you talked to Aria?
Aria is your friend? My God.
And especially, imagine the moment Ashley finds out that this was really all mainly
to protect
Aria.
You know, Ashley's like, okay, and honestly, Hannah, you know Aria was never my favorite. This is when, like, our mom would be like, I just never really had a good feeling about her. She's not a good friend to you.
She was always just kind of like a rainy day friend.
She's kind of a rainy day friend, honestly, which is so true. So, anywho... Aria walks into the loft, calls for Ezra. He's not there, obviously. She looks at his clubs. The 9-iron is there. He's innocent.
And if we just want to go through with that real quick.
Sure.
She listens to the voicemails, too, and we have a voicemail from Byron that
says,
Ezra.
I am like, what are you doing? If you don't want him to know you were in his loft, first of all, don't listen to his voicemails that he hasn't listened to yet. And also,
Aria doesn't care. It's Z. It's
this
Z.
is an invasion of privacy. I don't think he'd really care that you were checking his clubs, honestly. But this is like, it's like opening someone's mail.
Especially if what's happening is happening.
It turns
out. Because the voicemail says, Ezra, I have to talk to you about what you think you saw that night.
It's Byron.
And then Aria goes downstairs.
Yes. So woof. And when Aria comes back downstairs, she sees Emily and Sabrina deep in convo. And Aria goes, okay, I need my friend. It's urgent. And Sabrina, Emily's like, we're kind of talking. And Aria's like, I don't care. It can't wait. It's important. And Sabrina is like so taken aback and rightfully so.
Nobody in the world can believe it. And neither can Emily at first. Emily's like, just fucking leave.
Literally.
Just put the key back and leave.
And Sabrina goes, are you okay? And Aria goes, yeah, just need to talk to my friend. That's all. Like, oh my God. And then Sabrina goes, hey, I used to mellow out with weed, just saying. And Aria goes,
thanks.
Like, she's so condescending and rude. My jaw was dropped. I gotta believe it.
My jaw was dropped too. And also because Emily, it seems like Emily just started to like be actually into it.
I know. If I'm Emily, I'm like sitting I'm closely never together. Doing this for you again, Aria. You always fuck it up. You're always like this. You're such a bitch. And then Aria's like, listen, Emily. Okay, I think my dad did it. Okay, it wasn't my ex-boyfriend. It might have been my daddy. Let's go.
She's like, are you done here?
Are you guys, now that Sabrina's left, she's like, are you done?
Aria's like, how was that?
Emily's like, how'd that go, by the way? It looks like you guys were hitting it off. And Emily's like, yeah, not anymore. We were. Now that she knows that you're my friend, she's like, wait, maybe I was all wrong about you. Maybe your character isn't
Aria said something earlier in the first conversation she had with Sabrina where she goes, look, I'm just trying not to lose my job here. Everything she says is so bitchy. It's actually
impressive. And Aria's job, honestly, and Aria's job is the only one that matters, and we knew that. So, so Spencer is meeting someone at the Radley. They're talking about this town hall that's coming up, and we see Toby across the way, just like pacing back and forth with the engagement ring in plain sight. I'm like, okay, you wanted everyone to know what you're thinking about doing.
You saw Spencer there, and you were like, okay, wait, where's the ring?
Yeah, where's the ring? Okay, I wasn't gonna do it today, but. And we find out there like might be a live debate between Spencer and Yvonne. And they
Spencer's like, wait, okay. When you read my dossier, did you see that one time during a debate kind of thing, I did lunge across the table at a classmate?
And she's like, the guy's like, look, just don't pretend to know something you don't. That's how you end up a viral video. And I'm like, oh, you are like, have underestimating you met Spencer? Because that is not how she's going to end up on a viral video. It'll get physical. Most likely it'll get physical. Yeah. In one way or another. She'll either have sex with her or she'll literally physically flip the hell out. Okay?
Or she'll have sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah, those are your only options when it comes to Spencer fuck me Hastings.
Sorry, yeah, getting something wrong isn't one of the options.
Yeah, that wasn't on the multiple choice quiz. Don't worry about that. That's not what I'm going to go viral for. Thanks. So then Yvonne comes out to get Toby and sees Spencer, and then they like go in the room and Spencer gets the most insane. Also, I'm sorry, the emojis. Hey, A. Cut the emojis.
Cut it out. They get worse.
They get so much worse. I'm sorry.
This is kind of like how our mom texts.
Oh my God.
When they use the bomb emoji later, I was like,
yes, yes.
Remember when mom finally figured out how she could do mom?
M-bomb, because mom's the bomb. Yeah, that was the vibe. So the text says, I guess she's better than you. He will never put a ring on your finger. And next to ring, the ring emoji.
All I have to, actually, I don't even think it says ring. I think it's just the emoji.
No, it does. It does. Because I was like, that was one of my questions. I was like, it's weird if it's in place of it, but it's weirder that it's in addition to it.
Well, when the text with Hannah later, the emojis are in place of
it's bizarre. I'm like, okay, I know we just got an emoji keyboard, but like, let's cool it.
Also, this A is a lot less clever in their texts.
Yeah, I would say so.
This A is stupid.
This A. The other A. I'm like, it doesn't really have the same like ring to it, but it used to. No. Loki. She is better than you. Like, huh? That's a little clunky.
It's not very, it's just not, it doesn't, like, it doesn't make you go off the top after.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So we go to Lucas's loft, and Hannah told Jordan what's going on, and she's like devastated that she had to say
that. I love
that. And she's like, I'm more sorry that I lied to you than I am that I did what I did.
Am I an actual supervillain? Because why am I like, Hannah, this like doesn't matter. I know it like very much matters. But
she
I'm
could
just,
go
like,
to jail.
I know, but I'm just like, it's not like you killed someone. Like, you're acting like, but it's just another testament to how good Hannah is. And she's just like, it's well, eating her alive just to like, even tell a lie like this. But
she spent so long getting away from yeah, who she was and who they all were in high school. And this probably feels like a house of cards. Like, it's
yeah.
probably felt like she was keeping this whole thing up. And then this just feels like it should shatter everything.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, she's still like,
yeah,
but I'm a terrible person.
I do and feel she's like, not. Well, yeah. And that's when he's like, I feel like she like wants him to cop out though. She keeps being like, totally got it if you like if you're outie.
Yeah.
And he's
this
like,
this is the second
no.
or third time she said something like that this episode, yes. where she's like, if he wants to get married still. It's like, you already gave Spencer the okay for the Caleb thing. So if
yeah,
this is
so,
about Caleb, you need to like figure that
yeah,
out. Fast.
Yeah, you should really don't exit. Don't leave the restaurant yet. But he says to her, you're not Hannibal, Hannah. People screw up. And it's so true. And he's like, we're going to figure it out. Like, I'm going to call my dad. We have connections, blah, blah, blah. And
then
she
gets
the
a
most
text.
insane text. Okay, woke. Okay, woke in the writer's room.
Okay, A had access to the Memojis before we did.
Yeah.
Or what are the AI emojis called where you can like make, you can like just type the emoji that you want?
I don't know.
They're new. Okay, Caroline does not care, but
I just don't know
A
they're
got
called.
Access before. Something like that. Anyway, A got that.
Can't believe how mad Phoebe is at me because I didn't like immediately ask Alexa.
An emoji or something?
Probably not. Anyway, so the text says, when the cops, but instead of cops, there are two pig emojis with cop hats on.
In cop uniforms.
When the cops come squealing, you better not rat me out. Is there a rat emoji too?
No. When the cops come calling, don't squeal about me. And I just want to say, don't ever talk about pigs in the same sentence as Hannah.
Yeah, how dare yeah, it's almost like you weren't
don't,
there.
Don't say Hannah
at the
don't say Hannah's gonna
shop.
Go squeal anywhere.
Yeah,
when pigs are the reference.
How dare
fuck
you?
Off.
How dare you? She like she's like, oh my god. She like starts freaking
she's,
out.
She's back at the restaurant.
Yeah, she is. So anywho, Hannah is not telling Jordan about the text though, and they're just like nervous about that. And Spencer calls Hannah to tell her about the text, and Spencer's like, did you tell Jordan? And the only reason she asks is so she can tell Caleb. And I'm like, it's pretty quick.
No, the way she, I was like, Spencer, are you crazy? Because the way she,
yeah.
she's like, wait, okay, so if you told Jordan, because I kind of want to tell Caleb.
It's, why are you acting like just, it's not the same?
It's they're
like,
engaged.
Spencer's like, did you tell your fiance? Because I'm going to tell my fuck buddy. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, sorry, I got fiance and fuck buddy confused. They both start with F. Like, but I... Yeah, I also noticed that, and I just thought it was a little quick for Spencer. It was like Spencer couldn't wait to like throw in there Caleb's name.
Yeah.
Like I just and Hannah's reaction
and Hannah
to me
was quick too.
Hannah's reaction was that she goes, "Wow, that was fast." And I said, "She's right. She's absolutely right." And I'm like, "Not.
And
I'm Team Hannah on that, obviously."
Well, of course. Guys, you're never gonna get Caroline on not Team Hannah.
Well, and it's because usually Hannah. Always Hannah is the right side to be on Hannah, Phoebe. And you know that. And you know that I expected better from you. So anywho.
And, she's like, I'm going to get Caleb on the text situation.
But before she shows Caleb, she deletes the Toby one. I'm like, okay, Spencer, your IQ is showing.
Holy shit.
Because I am like, you really thought the techno boy toy wouldn't find that when he recovers, when he's tracking all the texts. Like, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't her brightest moment at all.
Hey, quick question. Why is Emily dressed like she's going to a nightclub?
Yeah, I thought the same thing about her makeup too.
What is the she the skirt?
Well, it looks
the
like she
shirt,
just got I'm back like, from the nightclub.
Jesus, yeah. I'm like, have you been out all night long with Sabrina? And like, this is what you were wearing. She's wearing like heeled. I mean, this skirt is like a micro skirt. It is so short, and it's like got bling all over. I'm like, who
guys,
dressed
Caroline
you?
Caroline is so excited for us to do Gossip Girl. We are never gonna get her to call Sabrina by her name.
Did I call her Serena?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I mean, honestly. Same diff. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, but the worst part about Emily wearing the slutty outfit is that she's literally here to talk to Byron Montgomery. And I'm like, okay, so she knew her audience. She's like, yeah. And that's why she's wearing this.
Guys, we are slut shaming every chance we get.
I need to get
in the time jump.
But like, get over it, okay? From one,
we're allowed
from
to slut,
one
shame.
Slut to another.
We're
from,
sluts.
From two sluts to another. I mean, hello.
Two splendiferous sluts.
Of course we can. Yes, of course we can slut shame. We're splendiferous sluts. Guys, obviously we can. So
oh
then Spencer is talking on the phone to Emily about like updating on like Caleb's looking into this, whatever. And she sees Toby across the street and starts like, she hangs up, starts practicing under her breath. Congratulations on the engagement. Like what she's going to say. I thought she was going to ruin it.
Well, that and also, Spencer, you're not that far away from them.
I know. I thought it was literally going to be the first thing she said. I thought
crazy.
She was going to be like, oh my God, congrats on the engagement. And Ivana was going to be like, what? And can
Spencer's
you imagine?
Giving Boo Radley walking up to them.
What? Boo Radley is a crazy, crazy connection there. So anywho, Yvonne goes in to give her a hug, not a handshake. She's from a family of huggers, and that's the biggest difference between her and Spencer. Spencer's
yeah,
like,
and
oh.
Then
sorry, it tenses up. She's like, sorry,
I don't like,
ow!
I don't like what I don't.
Yvonne
don't like
hugs her and
me.
Like, ouch!
She's choking.
I'm bleeding. You drew blood. And Toby's like, sorry, I forgot to tell you, Spencer doesn't do well with hugs. And Spencer's like, only special
either,
hugs.
You're either having sex or you're not touching
Spencer.
Spencer
goes, only special hugs, okay? Okay. That's why it always worked for me.
Do
and
you
Toby.
Think she and Melissa had it like a hug t-shirt? Like a get along t-shirt? You know what I mean? It was,
if
this is a get along shirt.
If we didn't have a get along shirt, I don't think they did. Because honestly, Vivi was like, you guys are too powerful if you team up. You guys should have separate
rooms. We didn't have a...
You guys should
we
not...
We didn't have a get-along shirt,
you guys
but
should
Mom
not
would
hug.
Make us hug.
I know. I hated that. So did you. When she'd be like, you two go hug for 10 minutes. I'd be like, I'm tired.
You guys go hug until I say stop.
What if I'm tired? What if my legs get tired when I'm standing
What if Caroline didn't brush her teeth this morning?
What if my arms get tired from reaching around Vivi? Not that they would. What if my arms get tired because they have to wrap around us both 50 times to get a tight grip because we're so small and tiny and waif-like? Anyway, so Spencer's like, by the way, I read everything about you. And Yvonne's like, ditto. And Spencer's like, no ring. She doesn't say it, but she notices. And Toby apparently told Yvonne, and he's like laughing. He's like, I told her I'm Green Acres and Spencer's Park Avenue. And Spencer's like, what the hell does that mean? And Yvonne's like, sorry, we watch a lot of retro TV. Have you heard of The Tonight Show?
Toby, totally. Have you heard of 2012 Tonight Show?
Yeah. Like Jimmy Fallon? Do you know Fallon? Sorry, Jimmy Fallon? James Fallon.
Not ringing any bells?
Oh my God.
It's
kind of
underground.
Okay, yeah. I don't... Whoa.
Toby really does believe that... What?
Nothing.
Toby really does believe that he is Noah and Spencer is Allie. Not in a way that they're going to end up with each other again, but he sees himself as like Noah.
Ah! What's going on? What's going on? Did you hear that? the worst part is that you're never going to believe me. The worst part of this whole thing is that what I'm about to say, you're not going to believe. Okay,
oh,
fine. I'll tell you what happened. Okay.
I'm going to have to believe it because something did just make you jump 3 feet in the air.
I'm looking at my computer screen. Suddenly it's all aglow with Apple Music, which I didn't open, by the way. And I don't know why it opened on its own, but it sure did. And then guess what starts playing? You'll never guess, but I'll give
a
you three.
A Lovely Night.
Nope. Next guess.
Is this something that I would enjoy?
Maybe. I mean, if you were in the mood. No, that's not on Apple Music. All right, one more, Gus. You're never going to freaking get it.
If I was in the mood.
If you were in the mood, you might like it. Not in that, not in a Spencer kind of mood. Please get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh my God.
You Splendid for Slut. It's not Ride by Lana Del Rey.
My head wasn't in the gutter, you bitch.
Come on.
Can you give me like an era?
No, just get, no, just guess faster. Just guess something. You're never going to get it. It doesn't matter. Just guess.
Live and Living Color.
No, but you're closer there. It started playing da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da da da. It started playing the instrumental version of the Addams Family musical Bows. Like loud in my ear.
Have you needed that before? Have you done that show for your kids?
Yeah, like a year ago. I do not know why that just started playing ferociously in my ear. It was loud. And of course, unnerving. It's the Addams Family. They're scary. It sounds like haunted house music, which typically soothes me when I'm expecting to hear it. Anyway, sorry. That did that did honestly quite frighten me. Okay. So back to this. So Yvonne's getting a ticket. So she goes to like fight with the parking guy. And Toby's like, so you saw the ring. And I'm like, how do you know she saw the ring? Did he just like catch her looking at Yvonne's hand? Oh, okay. And they acknowledge
the Radley.
Okay, yeah. They acknowledge the awkwardness, and Spencer's like, so you didn't propose. And
so you got cold feet.
Yeah. And then Spencer's like, so when are you leaving? And he goes to help Yvonne out with the ticket. Okay, I need to just like, what happened next? Are we in Scooby-Doo? Why the fuck am I looking at someone wearing a skin mask?
You're not going to believe it.
You're right. You're right, I'm not. I can't believe it.
And it gets
as
so
it
much
is.
Worse.
I literally, Emily is still sitting waiting to talk to Byron Montgomery in her let's have sex outfit. And there is somebody wearing like a postal service worker outfit in the yard just watching through the window. I don't know how Emily doesn't see this person wearing a mask and glasses. I mean, this person doesn't look real. This person looks like a Scooby-Doo villain. They look like they're wearing a mask.
Right. And then when Arya comes down, he's gone. And Arya says, Byron's not here. And then she calls Byron and he says, Arya, this really isn't a good time. And she, like, okay, I know that we are supposed to think Byron is suspicious right now, but like, imagine if we just called Dad in the middle of the day and he was in a meeting.
Imagine if we called Dad in the middle of the day at all. He'd be like, why are you calling me? Just kidding. But
I am on the clock.
I'm working and you are too. I like the fact that literally she calls him. He's like, it's not a good time. She goes, I can't wait. It's urgent. And then he's like, okay, I love you so much, Arya, but I have to go. But I love you so much. Goodbye. And he hangs up and she goes, he hung up on me. I'm like, not really. He like literally told
she's
you.
She's so
he
used to her saying, I can't wait. And it's like some great, he's used to it being like some stupid fucking literary idea that she's like desperate to share with Byron.
Hey, Fee. He's probably used to it being somebody like holding her at gunpoint because of just her whole life.
Not in the last 5 years.
I mean, I know, but like if she called, I think with her history, if she were to call and say, I can't wait.
Well, clearly not.
Well, I know, but you're acting like, you're saying like, he probably thought it would be something literary. I'm like, I don't know. These girls had frequent emergencies, so who knows?
And they never called about him.
No, but Byron is in a car with someone.
We don't know who. And he's like, I think she knows. Let me get a flashback.
Yeah, this is from, I guess, like a few weeks ago when Cece was like up for evaluation to leave Radley. And she overheard this argument between Byron and Ella. Ella, classic, went to the Radley to visit Cece and hear her story.
Arya's a mom and she hadn't been through this experience herself. This is exactly how she's reacting.
Yes. And Ella was like, I needed to know why she did what she did. And I found out, like, they put her in that horrible place as a child and they never went back to get her. Can you imagine? She's improving. And Byron's like, wait a minute. She's improving. Are you insinuating she's going to be leaving soon? And here's the kicker. Charlotte De Laurentiis will walk the streets of Rosewood over my dead body. Yikes, woof. Byron.
Yikes.
Bye-bye, Byron. That's what I say when he goes to jail.
When he inevitably we oh my God, so this is where I'm like, Arya, you stupid stupid.
Why?
Because so she's like,
oh,
they're gonna check the golf club. So she's looking for this key, and then she finds the key to the loft, and
she's like,
see if she,
oopsie,
if she, she's like,
stupid, oh, silly, stupid, stupid, stupid. She's like, silly me. Oh, I'm so used to having a spare. I'm so used to having a key to these lofts. It was just like she's a like, nature.
Emily,
don't. I okay, don't kill me.
I hate that you. She's like, I hate that you have to go put this back.
She's like, I can't believe that you keep having to be in this situation. Like, I can't believe you're going to have to go back there and face Sabrina like this again.
That with the sucks.
Key. And Emily's like, why me? And Ari's like, because you're the reason I have it in the first place, Emily. Oh, my God. This was your idea. I'm sorry. You're not lumping me in with this. I have a lot going on. I might lose my job here. Here? Emily's just like, you know what? Rather than talk to you any longer, I'll just go do it. She's like,
Emily's like, I dated someone who drowned me. Sabrina can get over me lying to her if I want to date her.
Emily's like, I dated someone who drowned me, and it was more pleasant than this conversation with Aria and my entire friendship with her. Anywho, so Hannah's talking to a lawyer with Jordan, and the whole deal is she's only going to be screwed if they can prove she did it. And the lawyer is really good. And then Spencer is visiting. Well, wait,
she's like, do you promise there's nothing else you need to tell me? Oh. And Hannah says, I told you everything.
And then Hannah looks at her phone didn't. At the creepy emoji text and is like, well, except this one thing. But that's for another day. Okay, so then Spencer's visiting Toby at the house site. Not Spencer wearing a crop top.
But it's not even a crop top.
It's like a bra.
Imagine
top.
She, I mean, put, it's not. She put.
It's like a collar
she
shirt.
Put on, like, she put on like a real shirt, and then before like, she got like she out of the into car to see, before she got out of the car to see Toby, she tucked it under her bra.
She's like, I feel like I've been wearing kind of shapeless. She's like, I've been doing a lot of lately.
Classes at Aloe. Have you ever heard of Aloe?
Have you ever
I've been
heard
doing
of
a lot
Aloe?
Of classes there.
It's a DC thing. I'm more Park Avenue. You're more. Green Acres. But she's like, yeah, I know that you like a little skin, so
I've been doing the Gracie Abrams ab routine, and it's just like, I
and you know
show
what?
Off my
and
work.
By
I'm
the way,
she's
Toby,
doing the Gracie
tell
Abrams
Yvonne,
shirt.
If Yvonne thing. Is talking about Gracie Abrams abs, she better stop it, okay? Enough talking about women's bodies, all right? Jeez. Like, Gracie Abrams, you obviously want us to talk about it. You won't stop flexing your muscles.
And you won't stop picking your shirt up as you walk the streets of London.
And I mean, like, I'm like, flex. I'm like, obviously you're proud of it. It's okay. Be proud
and
of it.
And then she's like, okay, can people stop asking me about my ab routine?
She's like, I naturally have an 8-pack. It's from singing. It's from my breath control from singing. That's
people,
why I have
vocal
one.
Coaches everywhere scratch their head.
No, I mean, not me. No, like, not
right,
this vocal coach.
Right, breath. They're like, right, breath control.
This vocal coach right here, Caroline Connell, is like, yeah, okay, I get. Wait, you guys don't get it? You must not be breathing correctly.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean because of her breathing.
Oh, I thought you
vocal
meant.
Vocal coaches everywhere are like, right.
True. Thank you for acknowledging that I do have an 8-pack for my breath support. Okay, so anywho, Toby's like, they're just like talk. I don't even know what they're talking about. And Toby goes, Spence.
He's like, look, it was a lot easier being your friend when
yeah,
you were
goes,
in DC.
I feel like I liked you more when you were across state lines.
When I didn't have
honestly,
to look at
you. Honestly, you were like more fun. Like I
and
just,
your rock hard abs.
In your rock hard. When I couldn't have to see your rock hard abs. Toby's like, Spence, we're not in us anymore. You don't get to weigh in on my life. And I am like, Spencer, okay, if you, all you Spaleb stands out there, if you exist, you guys want me to like Caleb and Spencer. Never gonna happen, but you want that. But like, then why is Spencer flirting with Toby? Toby, you don't get
it's
to have your cake and eat it too. Exactly.
Like Caleb and Spencer are giving convenience. Whereas like, if they genuinely came back from like a tryst in Europe and they had like a relationship that was outside of like the complications with Hannah and Toby, I would probably feel differently. Mm-hmm. But it seems like. It just seems like circumstance that they're like together.
And the other thing is, I'm sorry, Hannah and Caleb aren't acting like this. Like when they see each other, they're not like constantly like, the past. Remember we were in us? Like they're not constantly like, are you engaged? Like they're not doing that. Whereas like Spencer and Toby are doing it every time they see each other. And Toby's in a relationship mm-hmm. too. So it's not like,
yeah,
well, Hannah's in a relationship and that's why. Like, no, he's in a relationship too. I don't know. It's
weird altogether.
She even says, why is it so easy to fall back into old habits? Like what exactly, Spencer? You're not
you guys
like
are just talking.
You're not like hooking up in this exact moment. Like, what do you mean? She's like, I can't help it, but I feel like we're about to make out. like I'm literally like,
Toby's like, yeah, you always feel like that.
Toby's like, no, and again, we're not. This is why it's a lot easier when you were in DC, because you're always trying to jump my freaking bones. So Spencer apologizes for that. And then he's gonna be at the event tomorrow, and then he's getting out of town. So Caleb and Spencer are in the car doing recon. They're tracking down a signal, and Spencer calls her and Caleb a couple. she goes, you know what they say? The couple that kicks ass together. Ah, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're acting dumb.
Yeah, it was.
And Caleb's like, hey, can I ask you something? You know I'm like the resident techno boy toy, right? Why did you delete the text about Toby for me? She's like, I just thought you'd get jealous. she's like, you're so possessive, Caleb. I just didn't want you to freak out. You're so into me. I know how I can look at you and tell how it would destroy you. It would literally
destroy
you. And
then they hold hands.
They do hold hands. She says she didn't want them to get complicated because she wanted things to stay new and easy. And he gets it. He gets it.
We go to the brew and I am just like, this... Aria is actually despicable.
I just think I hate her. Like, okay, I can't. I try so hard to like her.
I feel like when people watch Gilmore Girls, they go through this feeling with Rory.
Yeah,
especially like if you watched it like growing up, I feel like you like
love Rory. Yeah,
and then you get older and you're like, wait.
It's my dean. In the end, obviously. Shut up. He's someone else's dean. You know, it's just like Rory.
And also like, Rory, you can't have your cake and eat
sometimes
it too.
Sometimes I just want to smack Rory. And like, I also
I want to
sock Aria in the jaw. It's a little bit more intense than how I feel about Rory.
Emily
but yeah.
Fields Aria.
yeah, exactly. And that could mean anything. That could mean drown her. That could mean drive a car through her bay window. That could mean poison her medication.
I meant punch
shower Harvey like that, but it really could mean anything. So anyway, Emily walks into the brew to return the key, and guess what? Sabrina catches her, and Sabrina's like, "Hey, so fuck you." I actually thought
also,
we
like,
kind
Emily,
of hit it off.
Emily, you couldn't like wait and be like, "I just like couldn't wait to see you again."
I know.
And like talk a little bit, wait for her to like have to go to the bathroom or have to go take the trash out or something, and then very quickly
yeah,
do it.
Literally.
You had to like immediately. And sorry, you don't work here anymore. You
yeah,
walk right behind them. Imagine like you or me walk into IO and just like
open the like
behind.
Cash drawer. She opens like the lockbox with like all the important shit, and then like later
I'm like, "Well, my number still works." My number still works.
Later when Sabrina is like she sees it and she's like, that's gonna be locked next time you're here. Like it's like, first of all, it should already be locked. And second of all, Emily's like, you don't have to do that. And it's like, well, yeah, she does. And
well,
that's not that weird to do. Like,
and also Emily, if it doesn't matter, if you don't need it again, then it doesn't matter.
Emily's
if she puts
like,
a lock on
so
it. Also,
unnecessary.
it actually is necessary. That's how we're in this mess.
Yeah, it's actually way more necessary than Sabrina thought. Okay.
And Sabrina, listen, like I thought I liked Sabrina a lot more. Like, when I was looking back, and now that we're in the thick of it with her, I'm like, you are a little bit annoying. She goes, save your lives for someone who
I mean, I am
you,
like,
though.
You're acting like you run the Navy. Like, it's the brew. You can chill.
And she's so, I mean, she gives would be friends with Aria.
Yes, she gives exact. I mean, like, she just is.
Which
Aria.
Is why they're enemies.
Aria's like, and there's something about her I don't like. She's kind of pick me. She's kind of like pick me vibes. Yeah. Anyway, so then,
and like sometimes it's just like authentic for someone
yeah,
to be
like,
that way.
I mean, it's like if that's who you are, okay, great. I love that about you. But if that's not who you are and it's the mask you're putting on, then it's kind of like, okay, get your own personality. Like, anyway, so Hannah's lawyer is prepping her in the police department. She's like, just say yes, no, and I don't recall. And then the lawyer goes and talks to Lorenzo, and immediately Hannah is free to go. So it's great. And you want to know why? Because a security company lost the Radley backup drive. That doesn't happen. I know we know what happens to that, but I just think like that's so funny. And we get this look at Lorenzo as Hannah's leaving, and he's just like,
Lorenzo's like, yeah.
He's just like, okay, yep. I mean, I don't know how that fucking happens, but okay. And we're just not pressing it. We're just like, okay, they lost it. Okay. People lose things all the time. It's called misplacing things. We'll retrace our steps. If we don't find it, like, okay.
He's like, okay, everybody in the office, hold hands.
Dear St. Anthony, please. Me, when I misplaced my headphones the other day and we had to record, and I was like, where the fuck are they? I'm screaming, like I'm actually crashing out about it. And then I realized they're in dad's car. I had to get in the car, and I'm literally driving back to mom and dad's house. I'm like, dear St. Anthony, please come around for my headphones are lost and cannot be found. And I drive back in, and I don't even go in the house. Dad, of course, left the car unlocked. Don't break into our car, just because I said that. And my headphones were
But he always
there.
Does. I like always will be like, dad, no way you leave the car unlocked.
Yeah, it is crazy because, yeah. So anyway, speaking of cars, Aria is looking for her dad's keys and all her bags and her drawers, and she finds them. And she goes to her
Imagine
dad's car. I'm just going to go through
if
that.
If mom or dad thought that one of their sets of keys was missing and we were just like, I don't know where it is. And like they, like, first of all, dad would have the house inside out looking
well,
for that
Aria
key fob.
Well, Aria said earlier that she's
and
a
then,
spare.
I know, but that's what I mean. We have spares. But normally, like, we have to keep them in that.
Well, mostly,
like,
I'm
know,
like, yeah, why does
drawer.
Aria has a spare and it's Aria's spare?
And it's in like one of her old bags.
Old bags? Okay. I hope you guys didn't. Need a key. Anyway.
Need that.
Yeah. So, anywho, Spencer. So anyway, she goes to the dad's car. She looks in his trunk. His 9-iron isn't there. Byron did it.
Great. Oh, great. Oh, great, is what Aria says out loud. We go to the storage unit, a storage unit, and there's no lock on the storage unit. Okay. If I'm tracing steps to a place where I'm like, this is all super scary, and there's no lock. I'm thinking the moment I touch the lock, it's going to trigger a bomb.
It's, like, going to electrocute me. When I open it, there's someone in there with a gun ready to shoot me execution style. Like,
exactly.
There's something terrible about to happen. No, not them. They're not worried. They can handle anything together because they're in love. So
right.
They open it, and there's a can. And for a minute, I was like, wait, is that the can with Mona Vanderwaal's body in it? What was in that fucking thing? Never found out. And don't
no,
ask.
We didn't.
and hey, don't ask.
Don't ask questions you don't know the answers to.
Exactly. That is a classic. anyway, so it's a trash can. We've seen this trash can before. Spencer opens it. We've got black leather jackets, black gloves.
I was
yes,
like, I was like we
scene.
As a collective have that mm-hmm. we did.
And as
they
soon as
it.
She lifts the lid, the phone that's laying on top buzzes. And the text says, I don't lurk in the shadows. I hide in plain sight. And it's like, well, not
they're
plain
basically
sight.
Saying,
not actually plain sight, mask person.
They're basically saying, look, we might not be wordsmiths like Cece and Mona, but we're not fucking cowards either.
Yeah.
We are out living among you.
I'm like,
we don't hide in caves or hotels.
Yeah, except for that this mask. I just can't get over the mask. I mean, this is okay. We're calling it skin. Okay, we're calling a skin until we know who
it
is.
Wait, this is this skin origin story.
It
I
is.
Know that like we get an origin story,
but
like
this is
also
it.
Part of the origin story.
This is actually it. Yes. So Spencer reads
oh,
the text.
Oh, that show got canceled.
I know. Well, we know. I know.
All that for it to get canceled.
I thought you were like announcing that. I was like, that happened like 7 months ago. He's like, by the
no,
way, guys.
We're just like, never going to know anything
no.
about it.
No. Never. And that's, yeah, and that kind of like falls in line with what we've come to expect from the Pretty Little Liars franchise. Anywho, yeah, so Spencer reads the text and goes, it's happening again, isn't it? It's like, yes. Hey, Spencer. Yes.
I know you got the text a little later than everybody else because you were busy. She's been in like a post-sex daze for the whole day.
She's like, I can't
so
think
she's
about
like
anything
just now
except
in.
Getting off.
She's just locked in now.
Oh my God.
Guys, sorry. This is such a sex positive episode.
Well, because that's because we are. I'm glad we can finally talk about our sex lives like this. Mom is going to call us so fast when she listens to this.
You guys have to
if
stop talking about
and when
about
she
sex.
Listens to this, hey, Aunt Kitty, turn this off. Hey, Aunt Kitty, if you're listening,
if you haven't
stop.
Already.
Anywho, okay. So Ashley Marin's having some whiskey. Long day at the office.
Which I was like, wait, that's such a weird wine bottle.
I thought the same thing, and I was like, okay.
So I was like, she doesn't drink liquor.
No, and then
on its own, she doesn't drink bourbon.
It's been that kind of day. So she pulls out of her purse the backup from Radley, and I'm like, and there's the Ashley Marin I know and love. Hannah comes by it honestly, I'll say it.
She said, which I'm going to go the distance on this.
The distance. So Spencer's at the event with Yvonne. They're talking to young people about voting. Aria's on
I'm
the
like,
phone.
Okay, wait, is this a PSA? Yeah. Did they put this in the episode like that? Like it's supposed like were they trying to get voter turnout?
I
up
feel like
at
yes,
this point,
because let me tell
episode?
You guys, I'm not going to tell you one thing they said. I don't care about it. They're talking about go vote, which you already know we did. And we did correctly.
We told you.
So anyway,
we did the best we could with what we had.
We
at the
literally
time.
Did the best job possible at voting. Okay, we did it. So anyway,
yeah,
Aria,
me especially.
Aria is literally on the phone, and I know she's on the phone like because they're plotting and scheming, and like it's part of the
go
the
in the other
thing.
Go in the other part of the
but,
lobby.
Like, you look so rude. You look so rude,
and she doesn't care.
No. But she's on the phone with Hannah, and we see Ashley Marin get into the elevator. So Hannah's going back into her mom's office. I'm like, I cannot believe Aria's making you do this again.
Also, I guess the writers just needed like an awkward moment between Caleb and Hannah.
Yeah, what's the point
like,
of
Hannah,
this? What was she even doing?
She's looking to see if Byron or Ezra is staying at the hotel.
Right. Okay.
But what I'm saying is pointless is like she can't figure out the password. So they put her on with Caleb as if Caleb's going to have to hack the mainframe. And then he's like, okay, what's your birthday? And Hannah's like, okay, yep, that was
and
it.
It was literally it. And then she says, hey, Caleb, I'm really glad about Spencer. I mean, that she told you about the texts. I'm like, okay, let's just not even talk about her. Thanks. Jordan texts Hannah. He's back in New York. All is well. While Hannah's up there in the office, we go back down to the girls talking in the Radley. And Aria talking about shower. This is so funny. She goes, Sarah wasn't just wearing that red coat. She was rocking it.
She was rocking it.
Don't let her hear you say that, okay? She goes, Sarah was not forced to play the game she wanted to.
Wait, did we say the thing that Hannah said about Spencer on the phone with Caleb?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
So, well, sorry. I was looking at something. Caleb is like, look, like not all guys like have a full set of golf clubs. Maybe your dad's just poor.
Maybe your dad like isn't that good at golfing and doesn't have the money.
And Aria's then Emily,
like, it's so funny because I'm like, him being like, hey, Aria's like, look, I have the skin of a killer, and now so does my dad. Great, great. The whole Montgomery family, skin of a killer. Guess it's hereditary. I knew I had the killing gene in me, and I got it from him, I guess. Like, she's just like completely.
And Emily, she's
it.
Like, Emily, you get it.
You get
your
it.
Your dad
right?
was in the army.
Your dad is the skin of a killer too. And so does. And Emily's like, and so do I. And Aria's like, oh yeah. Right. Anyway, so we find out Ezra and Byron are not staying here at the Radley. And Sarah obviously is, but she put a do not disturb sign on her door and like hasn't been seen in days.
She said, don't come in while I'm gone, but I'm keeping the room. The room is mine.
Yeah.
The sign's on. Don't
I'm
come
paying
in while I'm
for
away.
These nights, but don't come in.
And Hannah's
I'm
like, sounds
there.
Like a layer to me. I'll take layer for $300.
Yeah. So the event's over. Spencer and Yvonne had fun
together.
Spencer's
like, how did I do?
And Aria's like, I don't know.
How do I do? They're all holding Aria's phone, looking at it, and they all look up, and they're like,
oh, so good. Aria's like, I was busy, Spencer, doing something that matters. Oh, my God. I already sent in my absentee ballot. I voted independent. Sorry.
Sorry, I voted Green Party.
I voted for Jill Stein.
And we've said that before about her.
And again, we're
she's
right.
She's like, sorry, I don't vote in small elections.
I don't believe in the two-party system. It's flawed. It's inherently flawed, so I just don't subscribe to it. Anyway.
Exactly.
So Spencer.
Emily's like, great. Awesome. Super glad
Thank
for
you,
your
by
advocacy.
The way, thank you so much. Yeah. So Spencer goes over to talk to Toby and like tells him that she likes Yvonne and that she will, quote, stay out of their way. Spencer, you're not acting like someone who is fucking someone else. Okay. You're acting like someone who like is enjoying messing with Toby a little bit, which I am not.
Yes.
It's tis the damn season.
Attention whore.
Yeah. And Spencer's like, okay, I'm just making sure like you're not going to be here forever, right? You're definitely going back. And Spencer's like,
yeah.
Of course they need me. She's like, of course. So my metropolitan city needs me.
and then she makes the face where her mouth goes all the way around her mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, do you want to see this picture, this tweet
no,
that dad
I
sent
don't have
me
time
and Lori?
Right now. I don't have time right now.
So they go back over to the phone and they see
Sorry, I'm lightheaded from laughing so hard at myself. Telling you. No! I don't have time right now. don't.
I'm trying to get
show me that
as quickly
don't
as possible.
Show me that. I don't have time right now. I don't have time. Anyway, I'm sweating.
So anyway, we see that there's carpet in this picture that A sent that they didn't notice earlier, and
Idiots.
It's the Radley carpet. And Hannah would know it anywhere because her mom tried really hard to match the uniforms.
I'm like,
to those
you wouldn't.
Colors.
You wouldn't know it anywhere because you've had the text for days. Oh my God, it's called context.
12 hours,
clues,
hours most.
Yeah. So then Byron calls Aria. He's like, "I need to see you alone." And she's like, "It's a bad time." He's like, "I don't care." She's like, "Okay, guys, it doesn't work two ways."
Wait. We also have this moment where Byron calls. And she's like, "It's my dad." And Hannah and Caleb say in unison, "Answer it." And then they look at each other like,
"They're like,
answer it's a
jinx,
normal thing to say."
Jinx, you owe me a martini. Anyway, so then we get the fucking skin out there. Scooby-Doo mask guy is outside, walks through Radley in a new uniform, and then goes and gets into a car. And we see this mask person take off their glasses, a hat. And a whole ass mask. A whole ass over the head mask. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Scooby-Doo villain. It just is. So, whatever. And that's it.
And that's it.
That's a crazy app.
I'd read the synopsis.
I would actually love to. I love popcorn reading. Okay, it's the next one. The next episode is called Do Not Disturb. All right. Here is a synopsis. Convinced that Sarah showers behind the threats, the liars work together to find evidence of her involvement before they go to the cops. Caleb puts together a plan with Hannah to fight back against the stalker by using the security footage tapes. Well, I look forward to seeing some Caleb scenes, as long as they don't hurt me deeply. I'm sure they will. All right, guys, that is it. So again, I know we've plugged it a few times, but if you didn't, you should really go listen to our first The Pretty Little Punch Bowl episode. It killed. It's on Patreon for tiers 2 and 3. If you haven't already listened to our pop culture episode this week, it came out yesterday. If you're listening on Thursday, it came out on Wednesday. We talk about all kinds of things. So go check that out. And then on Friday for all honorary Connell sisters, we have another Patreon episode. So make sure you're tuned in. Don't miss anything. Thank you guys so much. If you could take one moment and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would mean so much to us. Share the show with a friend. Make their freaking day. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you, and we will see you next week. And
in splat.
What was that?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.